Coordinated, episode 214. Bring on the deadlines.
Greetings, AP coordinators. Derek Cometa here, Senior Director, AP Coordinator Experience for the AP program and former AP coordinator.
And I'm Carly Suge, School Counselor and AP coordinator.
Thanks for joining us for a confidence-inspiring conversation. That sounds pretty good, right? As always, this is the right place to be to hear all the latest and greatest in the world of AP coordinators.
Let's get to it. You're ready. I'm confidently ready. Let's get coordinated.
Good morning, Carly.
Good morning. And Derek, thanks for the vote of confidence. I hope we can likewise inspire some of the same good feelings with our listeners today.
Well, in fairness, you did suggest the title of this episode. Bring on the deadlines sounds supremely confident to me. You're not just aware of the upcoming deadlines, you're looking forward to them.
True. And it all comes down to readiness. I'm feeling ready. And that means I'm feeling good about this spring when it comes to AP. I think I have everything in order and ready to go for March 15th, which, as you know, is a big date.
That's a good place to start, I think. March 15th is a big date with a big name in the world of AP. It is the, are we ready for this? It is the spring course orders and fall order changes deadline. Meaning, it's the deadline to order exams for AP courses that begin after November 15 and to update orders that were submitted in the fall. Again, that's March 15 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. So, Carly.
Yes?
You said you are feeling good, that you are ready for the deadlines, and I say deadlines, plural, because there are a few things wrapped up into March 15 besides just ordering exams, correct?
Correct.
How about a pop quiz? I'll say a word and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Not a problem. I'm very confident, Derek. Very confident.
All right. All right. I like it. So here's a word for you. Cancellation.
Cancellation, as in cancellation of AP exams that were previously ordered. I know what you're talking about. We, AP coordinators that is, we are encouraged to submit any known cancellations by March 15th to ensure timely processing and accuracy of our exam shipment. I'll add, canceling is also helpful for me. A canceled exam will not be shipped to my school, so I don't need to receive it, store it, and return it. That's about as easy as it gets. Okay, what's next?
Here's another word for you. CDs. I guess technically that's two words, but you have to be of a certain generation to know what the letters CD actually stand for.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, but in this case, I know what CDs means to me. It means that I need to have one set of master CDs for each room that I'm using for world languages and music theory. That includes any students who are in separate rooms due to approved SSD accommodations like extended time. You see, the thing is, by default, I only receive one set of master CDs per subject, and that's often not enough for me. I think that's true for many schools. The good news is, if we need more sets of master CDs, it's no problem. We just go into AP registration and ordering to make the request by March 15th.
All right. So, next topic, you just said this, SSD. What are your thoughts about SSD and March 15th?
SSD at this time of the year means I want to double check my students who have approved SSD accommodations. If any student is going to test with special format exam materials, well, I need to go into AP registration and ordering and order that. Special format exam materials are not, again, are not automatically ordered for me just because a student has an approved accommodations. I have to specifically order the approved materials.
Great reminder. Thank you for that. Okay, are you ready for this? I have three words for the price of one. Digital, calculus, art. I should clarify and say art and design.
Clarification received. These words all refer to changes and exams. So March 15th is also the deadline for schools to change from paper to digital exam format or vice versa for any of the subjects that have a digital option this year. March 15th is also the deadline to change an ordered exam at no additional cost, an ordered exam from AP Calculus AB to BC, or vice versa. And the last one you said was?
Art, as in art and design.
Okay, got it. March 15th, we've been saying that date a lot, Derek. March 15th is also the deadline to change an ordered exam, again, at no additional cost, from drawing to 2D or 3D, or any combination of those changes.
All right, last one, Carly. My last word is label, as in?
As in the preferred sort order of my AP ID label sheets. I love this one, Derek. As you know, I receive one AP ID label sheet for each student that has an ordered exam. I can choose how I'd like to receive them. The default is alphabetical. Other options include sorted by grade and my personal favorite, sorted by first exam. A real time saver for AP coordinators because, you know, time is precious. Testing in May is seemingly right around the corner.
That it is. The March 15th deadline always seems to crystallize everything and shift our AP programs into high gear. Nice work, by the way, Carly. You are indeed ready to go.
Like I said, Derek, bring on the deadlines. I'm ready.
And I'm ready for a coordinated podcast episode. Call to action. What do you say?
I say, fellow AP coordinators, check our AP coordinators manuals, both part one and part two, for guidance on all these mini tasks within the larger March 15th deadline. Canceled exams, extra set of master CDs, special format exam materials, changing paper to digital, or vice versa, changing AP Calc AB to BC, or vice versa, changing AP art and design portfolio types, and selecting the sort order for your AP ID label sheets. Lots to do. We hope our conversation, along with your handy-dandy AP coordinators' manuals, allows you to keep everything on track, on time, and extremely well coordinated.
AP coordinators, thanks again for joining us. We'll be back next episode to talk about some new news for AP seminar and AP research. Carly's got the scoop, and it's not just new news, it's good news.
Bring that on as well. And as always, for all our support of AP students, yep, our support. AP coordinators, we are truly good as gold.
I believe it's all. Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm good as gold.
AP coordinators, we're back. The annual Back to School Workshop, just for AP coordinators, is back. And better than ever. Year after year, this is by far the most popular and well-attended event for AP coordinators. Workshops are available during the day, evening, and even on the weekends. They launch in July and continue through September. Plan on joining us just before your school year begins. Check out the show notes for a link to register right now, or you can go to collegeboard.org/AP Coordinator Experience. That's collegeboard.org/AP Coordinator Experience. Register now for your preferred date and time, and we'll see you at the workshop.